The Lou Holtz Laugh Club, presided over by America's favorite storyteller, who says,
friends, a marriage is like a cafeteria. You pick out what looks good, but brother, you pay for it later on.
And now, here he is, chairman of the Laugh Club, Lou Holtz.
Well, thank you. I'm glad to see that everybody in the Laugh Club is here today. That is, everybody except my secretary, Ginger. She said that she was going to send her brother down to take her place.
Hi, Mr. Holtz. I'm Ginger's brother.
You? But you can't be more than 7 years old.
Well, I looked young for my age.
How old are you?
8.
Oh, fine. I can see that he knows a thing or two. But that's all. Say, Junior, I'd like to ask you a question. Why couldn't your sister be here today?
She had a heavy date with her steady boyfriend, Jack Jessup.
Oh, he's her steady boyfriend? And what kind of a guy is he?
He's the stingiest fella I ever saw.
Well, don't worry, Junior. He can't take it with him.
That's what you think. If he can't take it with him, he don't go.
And Ginger likes him?
Well, he's a man, ain't he?
Well, I'm glad to hear that. But, young man, I'd like to ask you a question. Why don't you like him?
Well, Mr. Holtz, you know how some people sit in the bathtub and sing?
Yeah?
Well, he sits there and plays the tuba.
Well, say, here's a little story about my old friend Sam Lapidus. He goes into a very high-tone restaurant. He goes in there with his friend and overcomes the waiter, and he says, your order, please. Sam says, He says, I'm going to have a little something for us to drink. He says, I think I'll have a highball. He says, how about you, Harry? He says, I'll take a cocktail. So they have a highball and a cocktail. They have a wonderful meal. And after the meal, the waiter, he deposited a finger bowl in front of Sam and his friend. Now, Sam and his friend had never seen a finger bowl before in their lives. Sam looks at it. He says, for what could that be? For what? Can't be soup. Soup, we already had it. Can't be water. Water's in the glass. That lemon on the side has got me baffled completely. He said, I think I'll ask the waiter. The other fellow says, please don't humiliate me. Please don't humiliate me. Lapidus says, quiet, please. Waiter, please excuse the intrusion. But for what are these two articles? The waiter says, those are finger bowls to wash your fingers in. The other guy says, you see, you asked them a foolish question, you're entitled to a foolish answer. Well, young man, it's been very nice having you here. You're a nice boy and I like you. Do you like me?
Yeah, I guess so.
You guess so? I mean, do you really like me? For instance, this sounds silly, but would you cry if I died?
I guess so.
Well, let's see how you cry.
Die first.
I should have guessed it. Meeting adjourned.